getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, my name is Ron Otis, and I am the Affiliate Director with Youth for Christ, focusing on Joint Base Lewis-McChord. JBLM is a Joint Air Force Army base off of I-5, halfway between Tacoma, Washington, and Olympia, Washington. JBLM is home to about 65,000 active military personnel and probably another 40,000 civilians. If JBLM was an official city in the state of Washington, we would be about the fifth largest city in the state. My ministry is focusing on the teenagers to bring the love and hope found in Jesus Christ to these students who live inside the wire on JBLM. One of the interesting things about military kids is the fact that their parents are in harm's way. Teenagers whose parents serve in the military struggle with the normal issues that all teenagers struggle with. Added on top of that is the stress that my mom or dad are deployed for 9 months to a year. In addition to that, they're going to all of the hot spots in the world that we hear about on the news. And there's that constant fear that mom or dad may not even come back, or if they do come back, will they be the same? I attended a camp a while back for military students. It was actually put on by this radio station. And one of my students, as kids were unpacking their belongings, I didn't know any of the middle school boys, and so I was getting to know them, asking, you know, a little bit about them, where are they from, where are their parents, what base are their parents connected with. I met Justin, and Justin said, "Well, we're a Gold Star family." And I said, "I'm so sorry." For those of us who are not familiar with the military, a Gold Star family is the recognition or the name that the military gives to a family that has lost a member to the service. They've given their life for our country. They've made the ultimate sacrifice. Justin, when I met him, was 12 years old. I asked him, "When did his father die?" And he said, "I was 6 years old when my dad died." And my heart broke for Justin. And I just realized that he will never throw a football with his dad. His dad will never see him graduate from high school or see him get married. And that Justin also made a sacrifice for our country. And as we think about sacrifices, so I'm drawn to John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." It says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." As my thoughts reflect on the ultimate sacrifice that Justin and his family made for our country, I'm drawn even more to the ultimate sacrifice that my salvation cost. My salvation, the forgiveness of my sins, cost Jesus his life on the cross. 1 John 3:16 also says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." Our military serve our country out of love. And more importantly, on top of that, Christ loves us incredibly, and he willingly hung on that cross for you and I. Romans 5, 6, and 8 says, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." I'm so thankful for the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus was willing to do to purchase my salvation. And my faith and my hope and my trust is based on what Christ did on the cross for me and for you.
You've been listening to Affiliate Director Ron Otis of Youth for Christ at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Pierce County. For more details about Youth for Christ, visit them at yfc.net.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.